This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. High yield numbers are the goal of every farmer who wants to give themselves the best chance to turn a profit and chalk up another successful growing season. However, just because harvest is over and grain is in the bins doesn't mean the work of protecting that grain is complete. To make sure as much grain as possible makes it to the end user, a stored grain pest control can protect producers from profit losses due to stored grain insects. We will hear more from Dennis Meyer with Central Life Sciences next.
Hi, my name is Lauren Botine, and I've been a certified crop advisor in Iowa for 4.5 years now. The Iowa CCA program is valuable to me because it allows employers and customers to have a peace of mind knowing that they have a trusted agronomic advisor and partner helping them in the field. The CCA program's rigorous continuing education, informational updates, and highest ethical standards provides comfort to customers in the field knowing that I am equipped to address various agronomic topics and trends. To learn more about becoming a certified crop advisor, visit iowacca.org.
United States agriculture loses millions of dollars each year because of stored grain insects. These grain bugs eat into profits and make headaches for producers while storing grain.
We use technologies primarily that are called IGR, insect growth regulators. They interfere with the insect's life cycle. We use those technologies to protect grain. So people in Iowa that put grain probably don't realize how much insects affect their grain once it's in the bin. People traditionally buy crop insurance and forget about their grain, the commodity, once it's in the bin. We're trying to show people that's where they should be focusing on.
That is Dennis Meyer with Central Life Sciences, who says there are two different types of protectants offered to protect grain.
Our warm falls are affecting the growing time of those insects much more than it has in the past, so it's more of an issue. So we have specific products that are all food friendly. Everything that we sell, if you apply this to grain, you can sell that grain to anyone tomorrow for their use, human consumption, if you like. So they're all very food-friendly products. So we have some that are designed to protect a bin before you put the grain in it. And then we have products that are designed specifically for the type of grain you're storing and how long you intend to store it.
He says that unloading grain offers a great visualization for producers to consider when trying to decide on a grain storage protectant. This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.